Joe. Gucci.
Oh. It just hit me. I'm kinda tipsy.
Waste.
But it ain't the drink inside this glass that's got this room spinning way too fast. Words are slurring. Vision blurry. Feels like I had more than a few under the influence of you. Yeah. Somebody better call me a cab. Take me straight to rehab.
Yeah.
You got me addicted. Ooh. And I don't wanna fix it.
Don't wanna fix it. Man, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Elite Radio. My name is your gracious host. I am Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by a new publishing company called RoyallyMelanated.com. Now, Royally Melanated, they have a bunch of wonderful children's books for melanated kids. So you need to go to their website right now. That's RoyallyMelanated.com. One of their bestsellers is a book called A Birthday Surprise for George Washington. Real good books for children, man. So again, go to RoyallyMelanated.com, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the phone number is 818-850-5404. That's the number to call in. Call in with your questions. You want some game. You just want to chop it up. That is the number to call. But what we're going to do right now, family, we're going to take that real quick commercial break, and y'all don't go no damn where. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
What's up, man? Everybody needs to visit LegendaryMix.com right now. If you are a rapper, you're a singer, you're a music producer, you should be in agreement that LegendaryMix.com is the number one internet online music and mastering service. Take advantage of their low price, high quality mix downs with professional mastering while prices are still low. If you know somebody who makes music, you should be telling them about LegendaryMix.com. These guys are consistent, they deliver top quality results, and they have fast turnaround times. For 10% off on your first order, all you have to do is subscribe to LegendaryMix.com and mention Tariq Radio and you will save. Call or text 347-565-5892 or email LegendaryMix1@gmail.com. Privy Point is a new mobile app that lets you market, sell, buy, discover, trade, alert, search, plan, manage, and much, much more, all from your mobile device, no matter where you are. Privy Point has the power to make you a merchant, reporter, event organizer, buyer, seller, and much more just from one single app. Privy Point is basically the Swiss Army knife for mobile apps. So get yours right now at privypoint.com. That's PRIVIPOINT.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
You're going to hell, Sandra. Because you're a hoe.
Oh, what's going on, family? Welcome back to Tariq Radio. And I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Got my Mac and music ready so I can chop up good game with the family. I hope you guys are doing good. Now, y'all know last week I missed the show. I didn't do the show last week. I was out of the country. I was down in Haiti. We're doing some filming for an upcoming documentary about the Haitian Revolution. And that's going to be a doozy. And a lot of people are already asking about the Kickstarter for it and all that. And that's coming. That's coming. We're taking our time. That's definitely coming. But we got this documentary popping. And I was down there in Haiti. Beautiful people down in Haiti. Love the brothers and sisters out there. I talked about this a lot on my Ustream show Sunday. If all you guys who want to follow the Ustream show, the live Ustream show, that's every Sunday at 7 p.m. West Coast time. That's 10 p.m. East Coast time. And also, don't forget the ISM radio show that I do with my lovely co-hosts, Miss Sarah and Miss Chris. That's at ISM Radio, I-Z-M Radio.com. We do that every Tuesday, 2 p.m. West Coast time. And also, you can subscribe to that show on iTunes. And this show here, the Tariq Radio Show, we do that on Wednesdays. For those who don't know the schedule, all the new listeners. But there's a lot of stuff we got to talk about today. But I'm here. We're going to chop up some real good game on today's show. A lot of stuff we're going to cover. But let me get a couple of calls from the family. A lot of folks are on the phone right now. What's up, who's calling?
Hello?
Hey.
Tariq!
Hey, who is this?
This is Tabitha, calling from Indianapolis. I tweeted you the other day under, I think it's Tab Money or Money Tab. Oh. And I also follow you on Instagram about all of your hidden colors. And I also had to buy another number 4 because I had to pass it out as a gift.
Oh, there you
so
go.
So what's going on? What's the topic? I am so happy to hear from you. I'm on plantation too. I'm at work.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know, we talk about everything. So what's on your mind? What are you thinking about? What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? Okay. I've been dating this guy. Look, this girl at work trying to record me, so I ain't going to let her hear it. She's trying to record me and put me on blast. Uh-huh. Okay, I've been dating this guy, right?
Okay,
and,
go ahead.
And he's a little bit older. Well, he's about 5 years older.
Now, how old are you? Wait. How old are you?
I'm 44.
44, okay. So he's...
Yeah.
You're getting a 50-year-old dude, okay.
Yeah. And so, We've been messing around for about 2 years.
Okay.
Nothing real serious, you know. But I really like how the relationship is going. It's like, he's not my man, I'm not his woman.
Okay.
And you know, sometimes my friends or something, like, you know, y'all, you know, he ain't made you his woman yet, and yada, yada, yada. But I'm cool and I'm happy with how the relationship is going. I mean, it's no stress, it's no titles. You know, we get with each other, we do what we do, and he makes me happy and I make him happy, and I'm cool with that. Is there anything wrong with that?
No.
I'm just happy how everything is going, you know, with me and him. It's no drama, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're not trying to rush anything. How long have you been dealing with this brother?
It'll be 2 years in February.
Okay. Now, he's not trying to press you for anything extra, is he?
There's no pressure on either side. No.
Okay, my thing is, if you're content and he's content, don't let nobody else try to pressure you guys into anything that you guys don't want to be in. If you like the way the relationship is moving and it's smooth, that's cool in the game. Now, if this guy starts to want more, or you start to want more out of the relationship, do you think he'll trip out?
Mm-hmm. I've asked him about his past relationship, and I know he used to deal with what I would like to call is a Gerber baby, because it was somebody in their 20s.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, and he didn't really like, you know, the thing she was doing. And he was like, well, after I broke up with her, I just told her I wasn't going to be with anybody. And I'm like, well, that's kind of low-key not fair, because I had nothing to do with your choice.
Yeah.
You chose to lay with a Gerber baby.
Mm.
So now I got to pay for what she did, but if that's how you want to get down, that's fine. But I don't have any pressure, but I also do wonder, you know, because I do want to be in a relationship, but I'm not pressuring and I'm not, you know, saying anything to him about it. But I'm also dating other people, not busting nobody else down but him.
Right.
But I'm also dating other people. So if I find somebody else that maybe that I can vibe with and we on the same page, then I'm going to have to probably charge him to the game.
That's a possibility, but if my thing is, if you guys are cool, you guys are in a cool comfort zone. I'm surprised y'all haven't moved in with each other after 2 years. You know, 2 years is kind of a long time.
No. I don't want to move in with anybody. I don't want to compromise, and I don't want to have to be considerate of anybody's space right now.
Right,
I really like going to his spot, just kicking it.
Now, you, how many kids you got?
I have two. I have a 20-year-old and a 16-year-old.
Okay, so they're big kids. They're almost out the house. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And does he have any kids, and are they living with him?
She has a 21-year-old, but she's in Colorado.
Okay, cool. So y'all go over there and y'all do the middle age do. Okay. That's cool in the game.
Yes.
So, yeah, y'all just chill. Just keep it the way it is. Don't put no pressure on each other. Y'all been through enough. Sometimes people just need to be with each other. Just chill with each other and just kick it and just let it do what it do. No pressure. You feel me?
Yeah.
So you guys are good. Y'all good. I'll tip some Hennessy to you, man. Thank you for the call, babe. All right. Young lady out there got her an old school player making it do what it do. Man, who else? We got a lot of folks calling. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. Let me talk about some things that's going on in the media. And this is to mention Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. And I hope you got Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4 at HiddenColorsFilm.com. If you don't, you need to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com and get that and stop bullshitting with yourself. But there's a lot of stuff going on. One thing, the DOJ, the Department of Justice, it seems like they might try to pursue charges against the guy who killed Eric Garner, Daniel Pantaleo, the race soldier posing as a cop out there in New York. He executed Eric Garner on tape. And the talk around town is that the DOJ they're looking into charges. I'll see. I won't get my hopes up because they've drugged their ass too long. How long has it been? When did Eric Garner get executed? Wasn't that a couple of years ago? So the DOJ, you know, they put black faces on white supremacy. The DOJ has dragged their ass about almost all of these extrajudicial executions. Alton Sterling, they're dragging ass on that. Philando Castile, they're dragging ass on that. I don't even think they investigate the homeboy Darren Seals murder at all. Nobody's investigating that shit. So we'll see what they're going to do. But don't get your hopes up too high. See, a lot of folks got their hopes up high when the race soldier who killed Walter Scott shot him in the back. A lot of people got their hopes up, but y'all don't understand. The guy who shot him, Walter Scott, the black man running, and they shot him from behind. That cop is out right now. They put a coon judge up there, let him get a low bail. The bail was like $100,000. It was just a real low bail. And the guy, he's out right now. He's walking around free right now, waiting on the court date. So, you know, don't get too geeked up over these situations. You know, we got to see when they actually do something, when they get to punishing. That's when I'll get excited. Let me see who's on the phone. A lot of folks on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, player. What's good, man? It's Jay out of Philly, bro.
Jay out of Philly. What's on your mind, Jay?
Hey, I got a quick question, man. The Birth of a Nation movie, right?
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to see it yet, but I was reading some BS about the movie. It's probably not a big deal, but they say it's a rape scene in the movie that's not originally in the true original Nat Turner story. I was even reading the Nat Turner story, and I read where his mother was raped. I don't know if he witnessed it when he was a little boy, but his mother was raped or whatever. But in the movie that was made, they said that Nat Turner's wife, they portrayed Nat Turner's wife as the woman is the one that got raped.
Right.
Is that what really happened in the movie?
No. Is that
historically incorrect, or what's the deal with that?
They've embellished a little thing, just like in all historical pieces, because there's limited documentation on Nat Turner. All we know really about Nat Turner is the rebellion itself. So a lot of stuff is conjecture anyway. So to move...
What about the part about his mom being raped?
Well, I don't know. They didn't put that in the story, from what I understand. But the thing is, in any kind of movie like that, they kind of have to embellish the narrative in order to move the narrative along a little bit. So I'm pretty sure we're talking about slavery. So some people were fucking getting raped. So I don't know what people keep trying to hang their hat on some historical inaccuracy. I mean, just the whole.
No, I got you. I got. I mean, I wasn't trying to like make no big deal.
I know, but
I
a
mean,
lot of
like
people said, are though. But a lot of people have tried to say, "Well, I don't know, man. That shit ain't historically accurate." But then motherfuckers will go see Gods of Egypt, where everybody in Egypt is white. So miss me with that historical inaccuracy bullshit. Now everybody wants to get a magnifying glass and look up and down the film. I looked at one of those movies, Exodus. I couldn't get through 2 minutes of that shit. It was so silly looking at white Egyptians, Anglo-Egyptians. So let's not get into the whole historical accuracy thing, because there's always some form of embellishment in historical pieces because there was limited documentation at the time. All right. But thank you for the call, brother. Thank you so much. Yeah, and that's just an excuse. Birth of a Nation was a very good movie. Birth of a Nation was a very good movie. And that's just an excuse, that historical inaccuracy, that's just an excuse for motherfuckers to try to shit on the movie. And a lot of Negroes are shitting on the movie because white mommy and white daddy told them to. Black folks got this thing, and it's on a subconscious and a conscious level, where black folks will shun something if white mommy and white daddy don't agree to it. And that's a very bad habit that a lot of square black folks got to get off of. A lot of black folks got to get off that shit. And they've been sabotaging that movie in so many ways. I posted a video up on my Facebook page. I'm going to post it up on Morus too, by the way. And everybody, if you have an iPhone or an iPad, go to morus.com, morus.com, and download Morus, the Morus app. But I think it was in Delaware, one of these cities on the East Coast. It was a brother, he was at the movies. He wanted to see Birth of a Nation, and they told him that Birth of a Nation was sold out. And I think this happened yesterday, and he live streamed it on Facebook, and the brother was like, well, damn, you know, the shit is sold out on a Tuesday? So they told him it was sold out, and he bought a ticket to another movie. They said, well, this movie you can go see. I forgot the name. It was another movie they told him to go see. So he went inside to the Metroplex Theater complex, and he was like, you know what? Let me just look into Birth of a Nation and see what's happening. I mean, it's just really hard to believe. Ain't nobody here at the theater. It's Tuesday. Hardly nobody's here. So he went inside the auditorium where Birth of a Nation was being shown, and they told him it was sold out. He went in there. He said there was four people in there. The auditorium was almost empty, and there were four people in there. And he's videotaping all this, so he videotapes himself going to the front, the box office, talking to the manager, and they're making up all types of excuses. The girl behind the counter was like, well, this is on my screen. It says sold out, so I don't know. And then the manager came out, and the manager started splaining. You know how the suspected white supremacists, they get to splaining. And the shit don't make sense. Well, there was another movie scheduled, and just some bullshit. It was just a bullshit excuse. But this just shows how they are sabotaging that movie. This just shows the depths they are going through to sabotage the success of that movie. It's amazing. What's up? Who's calling? Yo.
Hey, what's going on, Big TQ? This is Steve from Compton.
Hey, man, how you doing, fam? What's on your mind?
I'm good. Hey, man, I was calling because I wanted to know, man, how do you deal with bacon and steam? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just got through reading George Grew's Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome, and I recommend that to everybody, man. That's a must-read for every black person.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it
breaks it down on the real mentality that we have. Like, I have this situation at the job, right? It's this young black cat. He just got a lead position.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? When she was talking about how when we see another black person in the position above us, like, we kind of get, you know what I'm saying, mad about it, like, jealous of him taking that position. And I'm starting to notice that at the job, so I'm trying to back him up as much as I can, but it's like, I'm really seeing it, like, people talking bad, and I'm like, but if you was in that position, you would want your, you know what I'm saying, your work is to back you up.
Right.
So it's like, I mean, how you deal with that?
Man, the thing is, you try not to get into what I call them plantation games at the job, because, you know, that's what they want. They want black folks to get into these plantation games and this stuff where cats are hating and bickering against each other, because that is a slave mentality that we have to purge from our mind. That's so much a slave mentality, because we don't act like that with whites. We don't act like that with Asians.
Yeah, man, I was saying that same thing. I'm like, now, if this was a white dude in position, man, you'd be hot-footing, yes, sir, and what you need. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, come on, man. You're supposed to be backing his brother. He's doing his thing. And that's why, you know what I'm saying, anything he needs, hey, I got it. Don't trip. You know what I'm saying? Because I really see how we build that negativity on not letting each other get ahead just because we're not in that position.
Exactly. And the thing is, we put extra tax on other black people, too. That's a very bad habit.
Yeah,
to have.
Yeah.
Like, if we got a business.
We expect the most, but don't want to give it back.
Right. And the thing is, if an Asian person, if a brother, a black person goes into an Asian business owners, they disrespect black people all the time. They talk to black people through bulletproof glass. It's like, man, get out of my store, buy now. There's just nothing. They don't give you anything.
Oh, you see videos all day of them getting into it with people in the hood, throwing food at them and all that, yeah, disrespecting them. They in the middle of the hood.
And black folks will line up the next day to go back with no question. But let a black business owner who's doing the right thing, who's courteous to everybody, black folks will look for every excuse in the world to not patronize their business. Oh, man, yeah, you had an attitude with me. Fuck this, I'm going to boycott your business. We got a lot of that.
Man, you speaking the truth, man. So that, hey, and I caught that video of old boy at the, you know what I'm saying, at the theater, you know what I'm saying, really breaking down the game, man. Like, I went and saw it three times, you know what I'm saying? Like, on some real, like, just because.
Yes, indeed. It's a very good movie, man. But thank you for the call, brother. Yeah, man, we got to get that, we got to purge that Negro spirit up out of us. We got to purge that Negro spirit all up out of us, man. That's why I cannot wait till we get this. Speaking of movies, I can't wait till we get this Haitian documentary going, man. That the story of Haiti is just a grand story, man. It's a story that needs to be told, and we need to take control of our history so that we can learn the narrative, learn what to do, what not to do, learn from our mistakes, learn from our strengths. This is why they're so hell on Birth of a Nation, man. They don't want to show black folks calmly standing up for themselves. That's why they've been sabotaging that movie every step of the way. This is why we have to take control, and we have to almost insulate ourselves with our knowledge and our information and our support so that when people start attacking and they send the coons and the bedwinches, they can be ineffective. That's why we people, when we get this Haitian documentary popping, man, we got to be on the streets with that shit. It's going to have to be on some street shit. We're going to have to go back to the old Garvey days where it's just grassroots all day. I'm not looking for no mainstream acceptance for that at all. This is for the family. This is for the streets, man. And we got to have that mentality. See, that's what my man, Nate Parker, man. Nate Parker was trying to go and wiggle his way through the industry, and they've made it very clear. We're not letting you use this movie, which is a great movie, but we're going to sabotage it and besmirch your image so you don't get to be a power player in our system. So, I can't wait till we get our documentary popping about the Haitian Revolution, man. We're going to show up and show out with this thing. But let me talk about what we're talking about today. Today's topic, I'm talking about the real-life Michael Myers. That's today's topic, the real-life Michael Myers. Now, as we know, a lot of stuff has been happening to black folks, especially recently. And the ancestors are speaking. I don't want to get too spiritual, but I'm going to get a tad bit spiritual because we are spiritual people and I do believe in spiritual energy. And I believe that the ancestors speak to us and I believe the ancestors make moves. I listen to the ancestors. I'm one of those people, I listen to the ancestors, and sometimes there's something that tells me to do something and I do it. There's something that points me in directions at certain times and I do that. A lot of times the ancestors speak to us. Sometimes we don't want to listen to the ancestors. But we got to start listening to the ancestral spirits that's guiding us. You know, when we did the Hidden Colors, the first Hidden Colors film, the ancestors spoke to me. The ancestors told me to get up and go to Australia. That was the thing that kind of sparked me doing the Hidden Colors film. Because when I went to Australia, I saw the way everything was out there, and I saw the vibe and the energy and how they did the Aboriginal people. And that let me know the same thing could potentially happen here. So that really woke me up a lot. And that was the ancestors waking me up and directing me. So I came back and did the Hidden Colors series. And while I was doing it, all the pieces were just falling in line. That's why the film series became so successful. I listened to the voice of the ancestors directing me. And just like with this new Haiti film we're about to do, man, that's the ancestors talking to me. This is why I know it's going to be a huge success, because sometimes a lot of people are shocked that I do stuff very fast. It's not that I do it fast. I just listen to the ancestors and I don't question them. The ancestors told me to take my ass to Haiti, because I'm working on another film. I'm working on a narrative film, but just something said, hey, go to Haiti. That's why a few weeks ago on Ustream, I'm like, I need to go to Haiti. So I went there and hooked up with a magnificent sister down there, Bianca Bello. Bianca Bello is just amazing. She's like the godmother of Haiti down there. Very well-respected sister. And I learned so much, and so much game and so much information just on my trip there for a couple of days. Just so much shit down there that I picked up and learned and got up on, and I can't wait to put it in film form. And I got to go back down there because there's so much more extra stuff to soak up, and it's a story that has to be told, because we need to hear that story now, and the ancestors want us to hear that story. And the ancestors are conjuring up punishments for evil and wrongdoing. The ancestors are acting fast. The ancestors and the universe. You notice these hurricanes that's crashing? A lot of stuff happening the ancestors are conjuring up. And I talked about this almost curse-like thing that's happening in Central Florida. Ever since Trayvon Martin was allowed to be executed by those filthy, disgusting racists out there in Central Florida, not just Zimmerman, because there was a whole bunch of people who enabled Zimmerman. That whole area, Sanford, Orlando, Central Florida, that whole area has been getting hit with all types of crazy shit. Natural disasters, floods, hurricanes, fires, mass shootings. You know, they shot that club up out there. Alligator attacks. Alligator ate a child out there. And God bless him. I don't like to wish anything bad on children at all. But so many negative things have been happening in Central Florida. And I believe that that's karmic energy. And karma goes for coons and sambos too. A lot of these coons out here are getting wake-up calls. A lot of these people who act as minions for white supremacy, the ancestors, they're dishing karma out to them. Just like Ken Thompson up there in New York, who allowed a Kai Gurley to get executed by that Asian race soldier, token white supremacist. Peter Liang. Black people put that man, Ken Thompson, in office, and he turned and sold the whole black community of New York out and allowed an innocent black man to be murdered with impunity and let the killer go. That was Ken Thompson who orchestrated that, a black man. And a few months after that, this man immediately got cancer and died. Months after he did that. That's karma. And the ancestors ain't playing no games. Now, in Oklahoma, an innocent black man, Terrence Crutcher, he was having car trouble. Was this like a month ago, right? Terrence Crutcher out there in Oklahoma, he was having car trouble. These race soldiers came out there with helicopters and cop cars, and they executed this innocent, unarmed black man in cold blood right out there in Oklahoma. And they charged the female cop who did it. She was the only one charged, but there were so many other cops involved, and they gave her a bullshit-ass charge that's going to be dropped and dismissed the minute they go to court. They deliberately gave her a very weak charge, and it was only one count, and that shit is going to be thrown out. It's going to be dismissed. It's a very weak charge, so they already set it up for her to go free. And this was a family man. Man had children. Executed this brother in Oklahoma. Now, right now, in the state of Oklahoma, they are under siege right now by a real-life Michael Myers. There's this suspected white supremacist out there in Oklahoma right now. They haven't even caught this guy. His name is Michael Vance. Now, Michael Vance, he was a child molester. He was going to court this week on a child molestation case, so he went on a killing spree. He killed a couple of his relatives. He decapitated, or tried to decapitate, the people that he killed, and these were his own relatives. I think his aunt and uncle, something like that. He tried to cut the man's head, the head off, and tried to cut the woman's arm off. He shot two cops. The cops survived. He shot a couple of more people, and he escaped. And he shot a woman and carjacked her. He's been carjacking people. He's all over the state, just causing complete terror. The state of Oklahoma is damn near on lockdown. They had to close down schools. And because it's around Halloween season right now, little haunted houses and all that stuff that they have out there, they had to shut those down. Because this guy is still on the loose. And also, a couple of days ago, while he was on the run, he was live streaming on Facebook. Like, yeah, showing his gun off, kind of bragging about his crime sprees. His name is Michael Vance. And this is very ironic. I mean, they're going through a real-life Halloween Michael Myers situation. You got a real, straight-up, deranged killer on the loose around Halloween, terrorizing Oklahoma right now. People out there are shook. And that ain't none but the ancestors. That ain't none but karma coming back for allowing that black man to be executed. Karma is coming swift and fast. This ain't me. This is the universe talking. And they still haven't caught this serial killer Michael Myers ass dude. And you know what's very interesting about this guy? Because the guy, Michael Vance, the killer, on his Facebook page, and the media has downplayed this, he's a Trump supporter. You know, you can look on a person's Facebook page and see the people that they like. He likes Trump, and he likes Sheriff Clark. Those are some of the people that he liked. So this is what makes us suspect that he's a white supremacist. And what's interesting, his jail record and all that, that states that he's a white male. Even when they had the original APB looking out for the guy, the All Points Bulletin, they were saying, hey, be on the lookout for a white male, 5'10", 135 pounds, be on the lookout. Now, because this guy is, and also I forgot to mention, the guy has AIDS. That's another thing. And he has vowed to spread AIDS to anybody he comes in contact with. That's another thing I forgot to leave in. I mean, this guy is a monster. He's an AIDS-infested serial killer, deranged psychopath that's running around the state of Oklahoma, and nobody knows where he is, and he's just popping up, killing people, popping up, shooting people, popping up, carjacking people, and the whole state is shook right now. Somebody, Monica, what's up? Monica Orange is in the chat room. She said the white people there are terrified because of that man. They are so shook right now. See, that's the universe letting people in the dominant society knows what it feels like being in a state of terror. since race soldiers are allowed to put black people in a state of terror, they're flipping it on them. That's the universe. And what's interesting, like I was saying, they've all the descriptions of him is a white man. But now, because he's such a hot mess and a hot deranged mess, some of the media reports are now referring to him as a goddamn Native American. If y'all don't get all the way the fuck out of here, that's another trick of white supremacy. That whole denial of whiteness when it's convenient. That's another trick black folks need to be hip to. The white supremacists will deny the whiteness of another person or even themselves when it's convenient. Now, this guy, Michael Vance, did something constructive. Oh, he'd be white all day. And he's clearly a white guy. See, the white supremacists, they always cling on to that 185th Native American, that $5 Indian bullshit that we talked about in Hidden Colors 2. Go get Hidden Colors 2. We break that whole thing down. See, they can try to hang their hat on, well, he's really Native American bullshit. That's that $5 Indian shit. Back in the day, you had a bunch of white supremacists who paid $5 to get their name on the Indian census so they can get free land. So you got every suspected white supremacist in the country claiming to be 189th Cherokee. That's an old con game. The white supremacists will change up when they see there's some money to be made or some resources to be hoarded. Oh, they'll be I'm French and I'm a little Arab. I'm kind of Creole. That's an old con game. So now they're trying to play the he's Native American. That's bullshit. The white supremacists are just not trying to take that L that this AIDS-infested Michael Myers serial killer is imposing on them. And you notice, you don't hear nothing from the Blue Lives Matter crowd. Because this guy's shooting cops and the whole nine. You are not hearing nothing from that whole Blue Lives Matter crowd. That Blue Lives Matter crowd is phony as shit. They only come out when it's a black person committing a crime or some type of retaliation against police. That's when the Blue Lives Matter come out, because they try to politicize any type of black crime. If a black person were to shoot a cop, they'd be passing all types of laws right now. If this was a black fugitive, Obama, his black ass would be passing laws too. That's why I missed me with that Obama legacy shit. Obama was passing some of those Blue Lives Matter bullshit. He was passing that shit. Them Blue Lives Matter laws. Obama was passing them shits too. That's why I'm not trying to be on the Obama bandwagon. He's done a lot of little slick shit. He's been a white supremacist in blackface. Just like down there in Louisiana, the governor created the Blue Lives Matter law because of a shooting a black man did in Texas. But the thing is, in Louisiana, there have been several cases of white people shooting cops in Louisiana, and they haven't passed no Blue Lives Matter laws because of that. So those Blue Lives Matter laws are completely racialized. And that's why the karma is getting back at these suspected white supremacists out here. You got this crazy, deranged Michael Myers, real life serial killer, crazed, deranged psycho running around on Halloween. That's ironic as hell. Let me get one more call here. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on? This is Ramsey.
Hey, Ramsey. Berkeley. Where you calling from, fam?
From Berkeley.
Berkeley,
right outside of Oakland.
Oh, yeah, I know where the Bay is. I did a lecture up there, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I had a question.
Go ahead.
First of all, I want to give you props, man. I've been listening to your ISM show. I've been listening to you for a long time, man. Many, many moons.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But,
go ahead.
But I had a question. It's kind of a family question that's a parallel. I'm recently going through a breakup, and I have a daughter, and I'm just wondering, what's the best way to navigate that to still have influence you know, if you and the mom is on like different wavelengths, you still have influence. Your daughter's in two different households.
Oh, okay. Well, no, you mean you don't put your daughter in the mix between what's going on between you and your ex? I mean,
no, that's not what I'm saying. Not to cut you off. I wasn't asking that. What I was asking is, you know, the influence. So you know that she's still conscious, still have the esteem, and still, you know, that she's still soaking up the game.
Right, that's what I'm trying to tell you, brother. That's what I have a daughter who lives.
I have
a daughter who lives in two households. You
uh-huh.
did, yeah. So I'm telling you what I know. You know, your kids are going to listen to you. Just teach her what you've been teaching her. You know, she'll
uh-huh.
listen. She's going to listen to you, and you
uh-huh.
know, hopefully, you and the mom are on the same page too. Even if the breakup was bad, you know, the kid is going to listen to what's right. And you always still try to maintain a cool relationship with the ex. Now, how long were you and your ex together?
Oh, wow. Like 6 years.
Oh, y'all were together for a minute.
Too long.
Now, how old is your daughter?
My daughter's 4.
Okay. Man, I hate to see people break up. 6 years, that's a long time, man.
I know. We needed to, though.
When did things go sour?
You know what? Things went sour, real sour, when we moved in together. I think that's when you really get to know each other, for one, something. And honestly, my antennas really wasn't on point, man. You know, a lot of times you see little things, and then they magnify when you get to know them better. You know, even though 6 years is a long time, I realized I feel like I didn't even really know her. You know what I'm saying?
Now, did she end up creeping with like another nigga? Was she corresponding
that
with
happened
another?
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why. That's really the only reason guys will break up with a chick. Really, is if she's
Nah. That was like the nail in the coffin. But there's other shit going.
I understand that. That's
what's going on too.
There you go. All right, but I feel you. But thank you for the call. Thank you, because I want to say what I got to say. And he's one of these dudes that's going to cut you off, and I want to drop some game. But that's really the reason why a dude will for real cut it off. That's the nail in the coffin right there. When a motherfucker break up and y'all splitting up with the kids and all that old shit, if y'all were in a real relationship. I ain't talking about a couple of people who are just kind of friends with benefits or whatever. And y'all had a kid and, you know, y'all weren't really together. It's that, you know, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about a people made a conscious decision, effort to just kind of be with each other. This is my significant other. Y'all were in a relationship. For a dude to charge that shit to the game, a lot of times, man, that means the woman was out there creeping. That's usually the nail in the coffin all the time. See, that dude was about to be on some denial shit. I ain't want to hear all that. He's no, what happened was, no. But y'all need to call up to Ism with that. We need to chop up some game about that on the next episode of Ism. And we do Ism every Tuesday at ismradio.com. That's where we chop up some real good game about dating and relationships with my two wonderful co-hosts, Miss Chris and Miss Sarah. But anyway, let me get up out of here, family. Go to hiddencolorsfilm.com. Go to tariqelite.com to get that fresh gear. And I am going to holla at you guys on Sunday's Ustream show. Peace.